Midway through the show, you know what we like to do right now? It's called The Nooner. Brought to you by Dietz and Watson, Real Philly Deli, 3J's Deli in Northern Liberties, Harry. Proudly serving Dietz and Watson, the official premium meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Flyers of 1-2 straight. Let's go to Andrew Salchunas right now for The Nooner. Kick off another week. What's going on, Andrew?
All right, this first story should be a PSA that is played before every youth sporting event. Mm. Whether it's basketball, baseball, hockey, or football, parents need to hear this every time that they step into the gym. The South Carolina Gamecocks did not reach the NCAA tournament or even the NIT this year, but head coach Frank Martin still took time to speak to reporters late last week after their loss in the SEC tournament. Now, back in February, Martin put out a tweet complaining about the way a parent was acting during a game that his fourth grade son was playing in. Someone asked him about the tweet, and he gave this wonderful answer during his press conference that, again, I can't say this enough, needs to be played at the beginning of each event.
I'm the most animated coach that you've probably ever seen when my team's playing. I go watch my kids play. I don't say boo. With all due respect to most parents out there, I probably know more about basketball than most of them, okay? But I sit in the stands and I don't say a word. There's two guys refereeing a fourth grade game on a Sunday morning. What can they possibly be making? $20 a game? Do you think they really care what fourth grade team wins? Do you really think that they like sat at home and said, I can't wait to officiate that game tomorrow because that one team, I can't wait to get that 10-year-old kid and embarrass them in front of people? Do you really think that's what they're doing?
Boy, great advice. He's absolutely right.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the fact that
he doesn't take any crap from anybody either.
Well, that and he's not sitting there saying, hey, I'm a much higher level basketball mind, so I'm going to sit here and invade these coaches and these kids, what they're trying to do. He doesn't do that.
No. I like that guy.
Yeah, I do too. It's very great. It's good advice.
And he started off by saying he's very animated.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he is.
Oh, but he's a maniac. He shuts up.
He's downright scary.
Yeah,
man.
I know he is.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if he can do that, then other parents should take a page out of that book.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to throw a chair like Bob Knight did back when, you know?
Tell me about it.
All right, so in case you're living under a rock, this past Saturday was St. Patrick's Day. And with St. Patrick's Day comes a lot of imbibing. And, of course, a lot of viral videos, which I know you love.
Oh, I love as a result of. Okay.
Head on over to our Twitter page at 975middays to see a video posted by a guy named Drew Brands. Now, I know when I tell you to check out the video, you guys never do.
No.
Well, but in this case, you actually should. Drew caught the end of an argument between a couple on the sidewalk of what I believe is in Boston in the middle of St. Paddy's Day. Now, instead of handling it like an adult, the guy in the relationship decided to run into a window and bash his head into it. Now, I actually have some of the audio to help the people that are driving to try to set the scene, all right?
Go ahead.
I just want you to listen to me.
Oh, my God. He headbutted it.
What? And then he proceeds to say, I just want you to listen to me.
Well, he got so frustrated. He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to bang my head into a wall because you're not listening. Yeah.
Jesus.
You see the flex in the window in the video? I mean, it's a big window. Like a big storefront, like in a city?
Yeah.
And look at the flex in the window. He gets so frustrated. I can't believe the window didn't break. He almost knocked his own ass out, though.
What an idiot.
Now, I get it. Sometimes you just want your significant other to just shut up and so you guys can have a conversation.
Right.
But I don't think it ever leads to that.
I'm not doing that.
That's when you get in this argument with your wife and you just pull a Harry and just say,
go ahead. Yeah. Take it over. You're the boss.
Now, yeah, fine. We'll go home. I want to go to the next bar. All right.
Tighten it up. There's been certain previous shows that I've worked on where I've felt like doing that.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I never
want to do this.
I never went and did it. No, not him. No.
No, there's plenty of other ones right here.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. I definitely wanted to throw myself into a window.
That's right.
A few times.
I've seen it enough.
All right. Well, good job, Andrew.
Did you guys ever have a fake ID when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah, so I could vote.
I was from New Hampshire.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had a New Hampshire license.
Well, exactly. So normally,
live free or die, Harry?
Yeah, I lived free.
And you used your actual photo, though, right?
Yes.
They used a picture of yourself. You just sort of faked the name, faked your hometown, all that
we
kind of stuff.
We went to a buddy of mine's house. He had a studio basically set up in his basement.
We had the drop sheet.
He had the drop sheet. It was like a blue background.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it superimposed your face right onto the idea. It worked like a charm.
Yeah, well, back then, all you needed was like a laminating machine to make a fake ID.
Oh, yeah, it's totally.
Like, now you need a hologram and all that stuff and a DNA sample.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it sucks for the kids today. You can't get in.
But again, just to make clear, you guys used your own photos, just like everyone else in this world, right?
Well, I tried my brother's and I got it taken.
Yeah.
All right, well,
and
one
I stole
person,
it from him to get it.
At least he's your brother, okay? One person from England who has yet to be made public thought it was a good idea to not use a photo of themselves or even a real person. Officer Phillips from England pulled someone over this past weekend and did the deed of asking for license and registration. Now, the driver admitted that he or she did not have insurance, but their license was of Homer Simpson. Photo, name, and all. The driver was immediately brought into custody.
And the
latest that we know is that they're just sitting there in jail waiting for someone to post bail. I hope no one lets this person out.
So how did he get caught again?
Well, he or she just got pulled over.
Okay, so why is he giving him the fake ID?
Ridiculous.
What was the only ID that they have? They
probably don't give them anything.
They probably weren't even old enough to drive, so they go, oh yeah, here's my ID, Homer Simpson.
Oh, God.
That shows some effort, right?
Yeah, the cops should have taken him out of the car and give him like in a cartoon, like slap him in the face.
That dumb doesn't need to be on the roads with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so I've never been to a PGA event before. I know you have, Harry. Jason, have you ever been to a PGA event?
One, yeah.
I've been to many.
So fill me in here. What actually goes on when you're there? You walk
golf.
Around?
What do you mean, what goes on?
Do you imbibe when you're there? Like,
yes.
Heavily.
Well, not heavily. I want to watch golf.
Okay, so you normally walk around, you have a beer, you watch a couple golfers,
couple beers,
right?
Getting a nice suntan.
Yeah, it's not a power drinking kind of crowd.
Yeah. Well, for some people,
you know,
it is.
You're not sitting there doing keg stands behind the 7th green.
Well, it's such a long day, too, and you're out in the sun. You're going to dehydrate.
Well, according to Rory McIlroy, who pulled off an incredible comeback at Bay Hill over the weekend, he complained to reporters after the round about the amount of people who were drunk by the end of the day. He says he can tell a difference in consumption since the start of his career to actually now. And he's asking for courses to limit their alcohol sales.
Mm.
Do you take the side of Rory here?
No.
Or you tell him just shut up and play golf?
He's a baby.
He is a baby.
Is what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't stand him. He's one of the few guys that I root against.
Is that right?
And I enjoy rooting against him.
Yeah. And
he's like Ian Poulter to me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Minus the crazy clothes.
Well, he's a good golfer, obviously.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Tremendous player.
Yeah,
but
he's tremendous, yeah.
Yeah, he's worried about all the wrong things.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. Justin Thomas, too, had the guy kicked out of the course.
Yeah, he's kind of a baby,
too. Hit the ball in the bunker.
Yeah.
Dude, are you going to kick a guy out because he said that?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I know.
Gain some focus and act like a man.
So you're telling the golfer to shut up and not the drunk in the crowd to shut up?
You're not going to be able to do that. You're not limiting alcohol sales.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, look, the other part of it, too, is
there's no seventh inning at the golf tournament.
But you know what I mean? Last call?
Yeah.
Now, that being said, Harry, I am tired of the same people yelling the same stupid thing.
I don't even hear
it. Like, get in the hole. Like, okay, funny the first 7 times.
Yeah, I don't even
now
hear
stop it.
It.
You know?
Yeah.
I hate it.
You hate it? Tell us how you really feel.
When the guy's running around the court, get in the hole!
Yeah.
And the guy's on a par 5 on the tee.
It is stupid.
It's stupid.
It is.
But there's asses out there, and they want to make themselves the show instead of the golfer. I prefer the sports just get played with nobody there.
Just an empty course?
Yeah, like when I play. There's nobody out there.
What I was like with the final group yesterday, there was nobody following them.
Yeah, because nobody
cared. Everybody's up, you know, 4 holes ahead watching Tiger or whatever it was.
Yep. I prefer that.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Harry could have used a gallery when he was out there on that day with the Acorns, though.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have laid there for a half hour.
Yeah, it's okay.
Last one here, and we have like a part A, part B question at the end, so get your fidget spinner out.
I already got it.
Boy.
As soon as you start, I go to the bag to get the fidget spinner.
That's very smart of you.
Yeah.
A radio host named Spence is a member of the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 in Las Vegas. Now, Spence went out to dinner with his wife where the restaurant did not have prices listed on the menu, so you know this place isn't cheap.
Okay.
When Spence went to the bathroom, his wife ordered him a glass of Whistle Pig whiskey on the rocks, and it wasn't until they got the bill when they noticed that it was $125 for one glass. And like everyone else is doing nowadays, they started a GoFundMe account to try to make the money back. Go ahead.
What glass was it?
Whistle Pig
whiskey.
Oh, whiskey, okay.
$125 for that one glass.
Yeah. Okay.
He starts a GoFundMe account. He gets the money back.
I'm sick of this GoFundMe stuff.
Good for
too.
Him. He actually put it. He donated it to charity.
Okay.
But my three questions: why order something when you don't know the price of it, when it could be $125? Why order something that would be $125?
Because you want to taste it.
And why start a GoFundMe page?
Well, the GoFundMe page.
Yeah, that's
going up crazy.
Well, look, when you see a menu without the price, Andrew, you probably know to run.
Yeah, you should run.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah. You should actually,
I run when I see $2.
You should actually be parking cars at that place, not eating there.
No, they won't let me go in their nice cars.
He's not dressed well enough to valet there, Harry.
Yeah, would you let him in your nice vehicle like him?
No.
No.
All right, so can we get a different guy to valet this car?
Not this guy.
The only place they'd let me park cars is like NASCAR with all the mud and trucks down there. That's the only place.
Oh, God. No, I don't like the non-prices on the menu either, though. Because the price on the menu does affect my selection.
Why?
It does. I'll go. Well, that's all, I'm in the mood for a good steak tonight. And then I see the steak and I go.
Yeah, a good steak is going to cost you some money.
Yeah, but then I see the drop off between the good steak and maybe a nice chicken dish.
Yeah, well, let's see. That's.
And I go, and look and I go, well, for the price, I don't need to pay $12 more to have the steak.
You know what they call that?
Scared money.
You're cheap.
Yeah.
You're cheap.
Well, the other part of that is because I know the old lady's going for the surf and turf.
Okay.
And
well,
she's
got to
have the lobster that was swimming that morning.
Live a little.
I'm tired of living.
Spend a little money.
Yeah, if I live a little, Harry, I'd have lived a little too much and I wouldn't be living in the poorhouse.
Yeah.
With the way this wife of mine orders.
Yeah, okay. She also makes a lot of money.
That's a good point. She
outdoes you, I think.
No.
That's it.
Carried away.
She outranks you.
Nothing worse than having to salute a woman in the morning, you know, Danny?
Okay.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
She outranks you.
You, Lieutenant Weinberg.
All right.
Doesn't she, Danny?